Reports of sexual harassment in the workplace, as we heard on AM yesterday, are on the rise, and it appears the legal profession is not immune. AM has spoken with a number of people who say sexual harassment is a big problem in the sector, and cases often go unreported or are swept under the carpet. Catherine Gregory reports.
A woman, who we will call Emilia to protect her identity, was a corporate lawyer for over a decade. She says in that time she saw many colleagues battle with what she describes as jaw-dropping sexual harassment, but the complaints fell on deaf ears.
I've definitely seen outcomes where people felt that HR were not sympathetic and that afterwards they felt it wasn't handled very well. They probably wish they'd never raised anything at all.
Emilia has also been the target of harassment at one time previously in her career. She says on one occasion she was forced by a partner in a firm where she worked to arrange a romantic date with a visiting client just to keep him on side.
I actually felt kind of unwell physically doing it. I honestly felt kind of pimped by my boss, because I knew that he was desperate for work from this client. And I do find it quite paradoxical that as solicitors, as lawyers, our jobs are to stand up and advocate vigorously for people sometimes, and yet we don't sort of stand up for ourselves and our colleagues. I think there is an aspect within law where there is a very strong conformist push. There is a perception that you don't want to rock the boat. I think it's a very conservative field still. It feels like equity partners are untouchable. You wouldn't really want to come up against an equity partner. I think the sort of whole Me Too movement or whatever is yet to really hit the legal profession.
AM has spoken to other lawyers who've also reported gender discrimination, unwanted sexual advances, open bias against pregnant women, and lewd sexual language. Michael Burns is a partner at Swab Attorneys and has dealt with cases of sexual harassment in the legal profession.
Traditionally, or historically, there's been a real tendency to protect those who have been in powerful positions. So in particular, senior partners who bring in enormous revenues or have a strong client base who are important to the firm. Well, and there can be a power imbalance that arises where younger lawyers, junior lawyers, feel reluctant to raise complaints or raise issues about treatment that they've been subject to, including sexual harassment.
But do you think that there are firms that have been sweeping it under the carpet?
Oh, without doubt. There are still firms that sweep it under the carpet and protecting those who are in senior positions who might be engaging in misconduct of that kind.
Leah Moroney, the president of the Women Lawyers Association in South Australia, has a lot of women come to her with stories of sexual harassment, but she says it's still underreported.
Lawyers in particular are really risk averse. They don't like necessarily coming forward because they're worried about their own reputation. Senior people, including women around them, have been discouraging of people coming forward. Basically a culture of victim blaming, a culture of looking at the victim as the weak person and not wanting to be seen as weak.
The Law Council says it is an area of concern and is working hard at stamping it out. It's teaming up with the International Bar Association on a global survey of the legal sector to investigate the prevalence of sexual harassment.
Catherine Gregory reports.